USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests in several American cities following the Kyle Rittenhouse acquittal yesterday in his double homicide trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. At least five arrests made in New York City. Other protests broke out in Philadelphia, Portland, Oregon, and some other cities as well. Meanwhile, Rittenhouse himself spoke publicly to Fox News after his acquittal.
The jury reached the correct verdict. Self-defense is not illegal.
Rittenhouse acquitted of all counts on Friday for fatally shooting two men and wounding a third. Meanwhile, a Georgia judge has denied a defense motion for a mistrial in the Ahmaud Arbery murder case. That's the case in which a 25-year-old black man was fatally shot, three men facing charges, a lawyer for one of them saying that a mistrial is warranted because black pastors outside the courthouse were influencing the jury. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but it's the busiest travel week coming up of the... Well, okay, you've heard it before, but it is a very busy travel week with Thanksgiving coming up Thursday, and some stormy weather is expected to affect a lot of people's travels. In the Midwest and later the upper Northeast, there will be heavy rain and high winds. Starting off the week, the conditions could cause air travel delays, just as tens of thousands of people across the nation are starting to head out for Thanksgiving. Travelers are advised to keep an eye on their airline's webpage to check for any possible flight delays. The IRS says almost all of the money it has seized through their criminal investigations unit over the past fiscal year was cryptocurrency, the unit recovering $3.5 billion in crypto over the fiscal year. That amounts to 93% of all its overall seizures. The Bureau is saying it expects it'll seize even more crypto next year. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A runway collision involving two Air Force planes has left one pilot dead and two others hospitalized in southwest Texas. It happened at 10 a.m. Friday morning on a runway at Laughlin Air Base, and officials said that the crash involved two T-38C Talon trainer aircraft. Turning to weather, La Nina is back for a second straight year and gaining strength in the Pacific Ocean. The Federal Climate Prediction Center is saying there's a 90% chance of that snowy weather system sticking around through February. The high chance drops down to 50% come March, April, and May. Forecasters believe Oregon and Washington State will, because of this, have a much wetter winter than usual. Again, that's because of what's called La Nina. And if you Hulu, well, be aware they're raising prices again. The streaming service upping the price of its live TV subscriptions by $5 a month. But they'll also add ESPN Plus and Disney Plus, set to begin on December 21st. Hulu subscriptions with live TV will now cost $69.99 a month for the ad-supported version, $75.99 without ads. The hike comes about a year since the last price hike when the company upped subscription costs by $10 a month. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.